Much of central Kentucky is troubled by radon gas. Thanks to the region's limestone and caves, radon levels here are much higher than the national average.
Radon basically stems from decay of uranium in the ground, and so it's a form of radiation.
State radon coordinator Clay Hardwick, who says radon levels in over 40% of tested homes exceed limits set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Medical researchers have established a link between the gas and lung cancer. Hardwick says it's difficult to determine which lung cancers in Kentucky can be directly blamed on radon.
At this point, there is no real streamlined method of collecting that type of information. I mean, the right people are not connected, I guess, at this point in time.
University of Kentucky surgeon Tim Mullett often sees the effects of lung cancer. During his 15 years in Lexington, Mullett has seen far more lung cancer linked to smoking than any other cause. In fact, Mullett sees only about 2 to 3 lung cancer patients a year who have no connection with tobacco smoke.
Now, some patients have no history of tobacco exposure, no secondhand smoke, no primary smoking history, and those patients certainly should have their homes examined for radon levels.
Nevertheless, Mullett has no doubt radon gas is sickening Kentuckians and can be blamed for some lung cancers. Recent federal statistics show out of every 100,000 Americans, 50 will die of lung cancer. In Kentucky, the disease will kill 75. Some of those cases could be linked to radon, but Mullett says there's no way to visually inspect a lung cancer tumor and determine its cause.
We don't have any way to be able to detect the differences between cancers that are caused by smoking-related illness versus those that are caused by radiation exposure.
Given the risk, the Commonwealth of Kentucky has long promoted radon tests. When they show high levels of radon, homeowners are urged to fix the problem. Normally, mitigation systems vent the radioactive gas so it doesn't collect in basements, crawl spaces, and other places within a home. Such installations are done by Kyle Hoylman, who figures about 1 million homes in Kentucky have elevated radon levels. But he says only about 2,500 mitigations are done each year here. And there is new construction. Given those numbers, Hoylman says the state should change the way such homes are built so radon's risk is reduced.
If we do 2,000 to 2,500 mitigations on existing homes every year, and the housing industry is introducing 2,500 to 3,000 new residential units with a radon problem, in fact, we're going backwards in the state of Kentucky. That number is growing. It's not getting smaller.
Hoylman says some new houses are constructed with mitigation systems, with ventilation and gas barriers already in place. But he adds it accounts for only about 10% of newly built homes. As for residences already equipped with such systems, Hoylman says many are ineffective.
By my estimate, Stu, fully 75% or greater of all homes in the state of Kentucky that have a radon mitigation system contain at least one major deficiency with that system.
Earlier this year, Kentucky's General Assembly passed legislation that increases regulations on firms that install mitigation systems. It was approved and signed by the governor, but its full effect won't be felt until 2013. Until then, the state says property owners should protect themselves by seeking out reputable labs that work with radon test kits. State radon coordinator Clay Hardwick says a good place to start is online at radongas.com. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.